atomical, well, that beats all. And when the neighbours get to hear, they'll all be right to see. And we can't even lock the door, we've lost the blooming key. It's just about the limit, rotting on it, in it. What a dirty, rotten trick to play. Out on it, what's written it? The silly gets illiterate, cause thank you very much, I never spelt that way. It's typical of your decline in public morals, isn't it? I mean, it's symptomatic of the decadence in your body politic. It can't be me and laws what has written it, because there's none of them can write their blooming name. It can't have been the plumber, mum ain't had him since the summer, when her tea leaves caused a blockage in her drain. It can't have been the rent man, that's for sure, cause we never ever let him through the door. Gaw blimey, who wrote on the bathroom wall?
I mean, you're in the bath, see, having a little soak. Oh, lovely. Puffing away on your pipe. Enjoying a bit of privacy. Shut up! Which is your prerogative after all. And the whole thing's ruined because right in your line of vision, some twit has written, oh, blimey now, drop me pipe in the water.
It can't have been the gas man, that's absurd. Course he's too old to remember what the word refers to. Who wrote on the bathroom wall? Was it the Labour candidate who come too cool? Well, ain't they got one at number 10 Darling Street then? It's just above the slogan saying Gladstone's gotta go, and Ladysmith has been relieved, it's written down below. Old mum says it's symbolic, and she's scrubbed it with carbolic, but it looks as though it's there to stay. Old and nit, what's written it? The silly gets illiterate with written on the wall, where what will people say? Cause thank you very much, I never spelt that. You have a cup of tea there, what a thing to see there. Didn't ought to be there, spelt that way.
How do you spell it then?
Mind your own business.